Wendy Goulet is with the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency Committee. She joins us on the line. Thank you very much, Wendy, for joining us. Aboriginal, or I guess it's called National Indigenous Persons Day. It's coming up on Tuesday, the 21st. Comments, please, on the fact that, well, we celebrate that day.
We celebrate the rich and diverse history, our culture of Indigenous people of Canada.
How much more emphasis does this have, especially this year, with the residential schools that are being stressed, as well as the unmarked graves that are being discovered?
I think it stresses just the fact that we are still here. Just as a people, we are still here. A lot of the stuff that's been discovered is stuff that we've been aware of growing up, that we knew that these things happened. Just hoping that the rest of Canada finds out the true history of Canada and understand it also, just so something like this would never happen again to a people.
With this all being discovered, is it happiness? Is it sadness? Is it relief that is being felt all around the Indigenous community?
I would say it's there's a lot of grief. It's heavy. Like, I went to the Gruard when they were doing the sharing the information that they discovered in Gruard, and it was heavy to go there. And there is a lot of grief. But there is also relief that things are being finally looked into. It's almost disturbing to learn more about the residential schools in this area. Like on the weekend, I was in last weekend, I was in Jusard, and I never did know that Hippie Days used to be celebrated right on the site where the residential school was. So it was almost disturbing to me to know that people. In a way, just outright disregarded what happened to our people, knowing that there's graves there and knowing that that school and what happened to the people there.
With the residential schools, with the unmarked graves, how much do we as a society need to continue to learn about these unfortunate events and the Indigenous population themselves?
I think we have to... What I would be hopeful for is that all Canadians keep the same focus that they did as they did when the graves were discovered in BC last summer. I feel like we got 15 minutes, and I feel like that 15 minutes feels like it's over when we're not over. Northern Alberta had 28 or 21 residential schools, so we had the highest number of residential schools in all of Canada in our area. And for it not to be in the news and, you know, on the paper when these discoveries and when they're, you know, moving forward with ground-penetrating radar, it's almost disheartening to feel like, it feels like everyone remembers, you know, they honor the 215, but they're forgetting about the people in the north. And this is our community. These are our families. My dad went to residential school, so I'm the first generation in my family not to go to residential school. So you kind of almost start feeling like people aren't caring. And what I'd like to see is for people still to be, you know, we need to be aware of this. We need it to be known, and we don't want to hide anymore. We're not asking for people to feel bad or feel guilty for what happened, but we just want the true history to be out there for everybody to be aware. So, you know, they know, you know, what really happened and not to feel guilty. I mean, none of us can change what happened in the past. All we can do is change what happens moving forward into the future.
No matter what your background is, National Indigenous People Day is June the 21st. Is it a time to celebrate, a time to reconcile? What do you think?
I think it's a little bit of both of that stuff. June 21st is definitely a day where you can eat bannock in Peace River. There's quite a few events happening where bannock is involved. So, I mean, that makes me happy, and I'm sure it'll make other people happy. For example, ATB in Peace River and in Grimshaw, they'll have bannock all day in their branch. So if somebody wants to go down there and have some bannock, they can. We also will be having a few events at Peace River. We have the opening... the unveiling of our storyboards that are at our Treaty 8 monument in Peace River, and that's a huge sign of reconciliation from the town of Peace River when we started that event after the TRC calls to action. I think we're finally coming to complete it with the unveiling of the storyboards. There also, after we do that unveiling, we're going to go back to the library and there'll be Bannock tacos. And then we'll be opening the Indigenous art exhibit at the Peace River Library. That'll be open for 1 month there. And then in the evening, we're going to be going down to Riverfront Park from 4 to 9, listening to music from Nathan Cunningham and the Blazing Country Band, see some jigging from Dusty Gaucher and a few other jiggers around the area. We'll have Indigenous workshops, like artisans doing workshops in the park. We have Cecilia and Celine Tamarack doing birch bark biting, and a few other workshops going on. Yeah, so everyone's welcome. There'll be free stew in Bannock. It'll be, yeah, it'll be a great event. Maybe bring your own lawn chair.
Sounds like it's going to be a busy day, but it sounds like it is going to be a good day. Wendy Goulet is with the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency Committee. Wendy, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.